5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Pissant. Leguanium. Skinny flog. Get stuff, Jim.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Now listen, head like a bum.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Actually, I saw the other bum cheek as I walked in. Dangerous Dave. He's got an equally stupid head. I'll tell you what we got today, by the way. Nice show. Nice show what? Coming your way on a Thursday. Sarah Jones with the big show, the big awards nights coming up.
All Jonesy rolled just into runs. One. Oh, she runs Fox Footy.
She'll be beautiful too, and the shows will all be nice packaged together.
Mm.
Let's put it that way. And then Josh Gibson, our man, the Gib. We're going to find out what he's doing with his gyms. We're going to find out why the hell he's thinking about playing footy again and other stuff with him, camp, drafting and all the rest of it. Going to tell you how you can win a truck. Tell me that isn't a bloody good show, Fat.
Hino, Jim. Very good show. I love it. And also, I'm going to tell you some what's happening with Ben Brown, Jack Watts, retirements, delisting, best and fairest, and The Bachelor, Jim.
No.
Yes.
I get enough of that at home.
Yes, well, guess what? Anthony Williams all over it. Just like Rabs in one of those cheap suits. See,
Bill, I don't
drink cans. I only drink stubbies, mate. Glass.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what I mean. What else do I say to that, Jim,
well,
when I say
I
drink
mean.
Stubbies? Yeah. What do you mean? Well, I mean I drink stubbies. Oh, where is that bloke? Get him to ring up again.
Stuart from Rosebud.
Sometimes the conversations Fat has with our audience are just hilarious.
Yes, indeed. Righto, Ramsey, hit something.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Get on board a Sea-Doo and discover why Sea-Doo is Australia's Sea-Doo. Number one choice in personal watercraft.
Righto. The Sea-Doo. Thank Sea-Doo. You very much, Sea-Doo.
Righto.
Yeah. Well, Ben Brown, what's happening there, Jim? This is big news. North Melbourne have said, mate, you've got to look for a new home. This is unbelievable news, really.
Interests me the way that's been done. Normally, you don't say anything and clubs come to you and say, we'd like to talk to you about Ben Brown. And then eventually, it's like, well, he's agreed to terms with whomever and it's with regret that we let him go, but, you know, all the rest of it. To actually say up front, you better start looking for a new home is interesting.
Yeah. Well, it is. Since Josh Kay put this out, Jim, since 2017 to 20, so 17, 18, 19, 20, Tom Hawkins has kicked 206 goals, Ben Brown, 196, ahead of Josh Kennedy, 192, Jeremy Cameron, 191, and Jack Darling, 177.
Yep, 60 in a row for 3 years prior to this one. Look, I don't really understand what they're doing with Brownie. I loved him when I was involved there. He's a ripper bloke and he's an X-factor player. I'm not sure the way North played this year, Fat, helped him. I mean, you're the big forward in this conversation.
No, exactly.
I don't think going long down the line is exactly going to play into the hands of a leading tall forward. So I don't know whether we did him any favours game-style-wise, but clearly the love affair's over, if you like, and he's going to be finding a new home.
He will indeed. And when you think of Ben Brown, you think of him on leading out, taking those marks and kicking goals. So 11 delistings plus Ben. That's 12 now at North, Jim. Wowee.
No, and it's a shame for me because I love him.
Yep. Another one of our favourites has retired. Jack Watts.
Yes.
And number one pick in 2008, Jim, played 174 games for both sides, Port Adelaide and Melbourne. And we liked him. It's sad.
Yep.
It's sad to see this.
I agree. I was always a big fan, not only of his football talent, but also him as a person. He's a great fella, Jack Watts. He's got he's got good sort of twinkle in his eye, hasn't he? He's great company. Yeah. He's just a really good fella, and he never quite got what his talent was out of himself for whatever reason. Lots of injuries late in his career as well, but very, very good man.
Indeed, and we've put together a montage for our good friend Jack.
This is an important one to win. Wagner gets it. He'll send it back inside. 15 to 1. Great kick. It comes to the outer side. Houston's run on hard. He lets it rip from 70 inside 50. One on one. Watts. It spills to him. Ground level gather. Snap from Jack is very good. Eventually dispossessed. Jack Watts. Tap to his own advantage. Sprints away 15. She's a vacant goal square. He bounces it and bounces it and bounces it home.
Running on it is Jack Watts.
Watts. Jeffy provides the lead. Watts floats in towards goal. 20 metres out. Jack Watts tips the goal. There's the match winner right there.
Jack Watts on the runway. They're down by 4 points.
He launches. They lead it by two. Oh, Jackie Watts.
So don't argue. Handball Watts. Sausage coming. There's your game.
We'll get that emailed to him, Fat, just to say, go and enjoy that in your quiet moments, Jackie boy.
Exactly. Well done, Jackie boy.
Yep.
Some retirements, delistings, Jim, Gold Coast Suns, George Hall and Smith, who really good bloke at Geelong and the Suns, of course, and Anthony Miles, another good fella, 88 games, Ricky Henderson at Hawthorn.
Yep.
He had 12 years in the AFL. Mm-hmm. He was, at times, a very good wingman.
Wasn't
he played some really good footy, 159 games there. And the Magpies are having a little sniff around Jack Gunston, I'm hearing.
Right.
I'm hearing on my foxfooty.com.au grapevines. the Melbourne Footy Club had their best and fairest, Jim, last night.
Yes.
Who wins that? You would.
Oh, Christian Petrarca. I would have thought pretty comfortably in the end, didn't he?
He does. He got 385 votes from Froffy's May, 362.
Yep,
he had a really good year.
Very good
Should have been in the All-Australian squad anyway. And Jack Viney on 311, Jim. Angus Brayshaw was eighth. Yes.
Yes. Jim. Never. I don't think he has ever been in the top five of their best and fairest in his career, my nephew, which is something he's got to look at.
Yeah. Maxie Gorn was at six, Clayton Oliver fifth. Stevie J has gone back to the Giants, Jimmy boy.
Yeah, saw that. Oh, come on.
Who's having a frothy?
That's old Rabbits Bartholomew just frothing up Stevie.
And frothies, mate.
Stevie and frothies, mate. 3 years at Sydney, and I think he can't hear. He's been...
Horses he's been here, off.
I wonder if Big Coxie will go across with him because they like to do things together, Big Coxie and Stevie J.
That
so,
is true, yes.
Good luck back at the Giants there. Geelong, they're having a sniff around too for Sean Higgins. We know that, Jim. And apparently the Saints have entered the race also, so stand by there.
Righto.
Now, do you watch The Bachelor, Jim?
No, but my better half does incessantly.
Lovely.
What are you saying? She's on it.
No, I don't know.
What's old Rabbits doing?
She's on the wines.
Become button frenzied.
But Lockie is the bachelor, Jim, okay?
Right.
And he's in a, well, it's fair to say, I know I'm good mates with Lockie. Have I told you about Lockie? Lockie Gilbert. We've known each other for a while.
Never met him in your life, I'd suggest.
I have, Jim. Anyway, I caught up with him, luckily, one-on-one.
Yep.
One-on-one, which I seem to do a lot.
Yeah.
And I said to him, hey, Lockie, old mate, you're in a bit of a pickle. Thanks, old mate.
I thought I'd come in here, meet one person that I like, and then end up together. But I found two.
This bachelor heads off-road and into uncharted territory.
Just wanted to tell you, I have fallen in love with you.
Not once, but twice.
I've definitely fallen in love with you.
Leaving him in a state of confusion.
I'm in love with both of them. So you don't break up with someone that you love.
Good on you, Billy.
What about the throw?
Now, I'll have a chat to Rab twice. No, we'll Rab stuff that up. But he's fallen in love with two girls, Jim, and he's got to decide.
Oh, no.
What do you do? How do you pick?
I wouldn't know.
Hey?
I don't know. I don't watch the show. How does he pick?
Well, does he go with them? I don't know if he's kissed them or... I don't know, Jim, what he does. Well, he's in a pickle, my friend.
I'm still trying to get over that throw to the audio. That's as clunky and horrible a throw as I've ever heard.
I'll have a chat to Rab because he's tried to add his own bit when he's not a producer. He's just a button puller or pusher even.
Is that
anyway,
it?
Anyway, that's it, Jim.
That's it.
Oh, the NBA, Jim. What about that today?
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you. mate, the Heat defeated whoever they played, right? And they go 3-1 up now. They go 3-1 up, Jim. Who'd the Heat play, right?
Oh, no. I'm not up
the Celtics, yeah. Defeated the Celtics. They go 3-1 up. And Tyler Hero, he's a rookie, Jim. He just went bang, bang. He turned up, net, downtown, from the rim. He turned up, they shut up, and he put up.
From the rim. We can't have any more of this. Like, seriously, old Ben's Brownless.
Ben's.
Old September
Ben's. I told
you,
Ben's. Tim, September. He's a wacky class man.
We must have better radio.
I know who wants to talk to me because I see her in there
who?
A bit. Sarah. Sarah right. Jones.
Well, let's get her on and straighten this thing up a touch.
It's a rush hour at Triple M. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Bill.
Sarah Jones is the host with the most on Fox Footy. But last time she was on the Rush Hour,
Billy's fascinating story rendered her speechless.
Do you know, you hear what she'd said about the colours?
What
he really wanted is a bit of Essendon, which is red, and a bit of Richmond, which is yellow. And guess what you get when you get red and yellow when you put the paint together? Don't all stand there and say nothing.
Here to preview the AFL finals, please welcome Fox Footy's Sarah Jones.
That's what we served up last time we were in, Sarah. Do you remember that?
Gold, guys. Love it.
That's good why we win all the awards. Hey, I tell you what I love. Well, firstly, the fact that you're hosting them, which is obviously magnificent because I think Chief's the other option and I don't know where I'm going every time. But secondly, Sarah, I love the fact that all of these awards have been put together. So I'm talking All-Australian, NAB Rising Star, the MVP from the players, of course, the Coaches Association Champion Player of the Year, and the Coleman Medal. A big night for the host.
A huge night. And I think it's been such an awful year for everyone for so many reasons. So footy has been able to kind of get us through and watching the games every week. So I think everyone will have opinions and debate and dissect whatever happens tonight. And that's always good and always entertaining. Doing it all in the one night just makes it bigger and better and more exciting than ever before. So lots of players getting honoured and, it's going to be jam-packed.
It will be, Jonesy. Billy here, mate. Great to have you on. Hey, how's it going to work? Because it's going to be bloody strange. There's no one in the crowd, is there? So you're going to throw to who? Nick Riewoldt and Jonathan Brown and things like that?
Yeah, so a logistical nightmare, I suppose, for the producers to pull it all together and work with the AFL and the AFLPA. And that's been really cool that it's been the first time they've been able to merge all the things together. So Nick will be there. Brownie will be there. We'll have a couple of All-Australians from yesteryear introducing some different players. So guys like Brett Johnson and Bob Murphy will be part of it. So, it'll be good fun. The rundown is jam-packed. It's huge. So it'll be a good chance for footy fans to sit back and relax and kind of have a look at, you know, how the team, the All-Australian team, stacks up against their own opinions and the MVP and the other big one in the Coaches Award.
Well, the virtual thing interests me too, Sarah, because I must admit, when I heard it was going to be a virtual Brownlow, I thought, oh, that'll be a bit weird. But then I watched the Emmys the other night, not much, about 20 minutes of it, just to see how it worked, and it actually worked okay.
Yeah, I watched the Emmys too, and it was fascinating the way they had what looked like a normal auditorium full of people, and it was just Jimmy kind of chatting to himself, and then Jennifer Aniston came in the ball gown, so that added a touch of glamour, and then they headed out and had people on screens and dialing in via Zoom. And it's amazing. If you had said a year ago we would be running awards like this, you would think you would just think you're crazy. But we've become so accustomed to interviews happening via FaceTime and meetings happening via Zoom and school classrooms happening over the internet. I think we've come so far that it's really not a shock to the system to see an awards show done virtually. So it's really cool. A logistical nightmare for the people behind the scenes that have to technically make it all happen and make it all come together on the night. But for those of us that just stand in front of camera, it's just as fun as it is if you're in a big auditorium full of people. And in fact, for me, it's a little less nerve-wracking.
Yes.
Not having a whole room full of people there.
Ah, we're talking to Sarah Jones tonight, 7:30 on Fox Footy, and she runs Fox Footy, Jim,
no doubt.
Me tell you. I walk in
Thank
there
God
and she
tells
everyone what to do. It's the AFL Awards night, 7:30 tonight, Fox Footy. You been watching The Bachelor?
Oh, you know what? I've had no time to watch anything other. Well, I mean, to be honest, The Bachelor's not my go anyway.
What sort of question's that, Fat? We got one of the preeminent football.
There's been football on every single night of the week, Billy. Well, you should know that. We've been speaking. You throw to me, I throw to you all the time. Yes. I've been watching footy pretty much every night. Between that and homeschooling a prep, I haven't been doing too much.
Anyway, The Bachelor, Lockie, he's got two girls. He's told him he both loves them. I just thought you might be Bella and Irina, which is a bad name.
It's a good thing we can edit all of this out, sir, because I don't even want this line of questioning anywhere near you, of course. I can only say this from the level that I'm at, but by geez, by crikey, when you look at the Kangaroos and the Bombers, sir, you're in front, but not by much.
Oh, it's been another tough year, hasn't it, Jim? I mean, I said to someone the other day, the most fun I've had as a Bombers supporter this year has been watching the old reruns of the 1990s and the early 2000s on Fox Footy during the shutdown. I had a great time watching the 1993 prelim and that great game between the Bombers and North Melbourne, the famous comeback. But this year, there just hasn't been too much to cling on to. And I think the frustration is really getting to a lot of Bombers fans. It's been a long time running out of patience. And just need a bit of clarity on what direction they're going in.
Did you watch the replay of the 2000 grand final during the week?
Yeah, that was on the weekend. So before Melbourne and the Bombers played on I forget what day of the week it was. I think it was Saturday that had the old replay on. And gosh, that was a good day. I was at the G on that day cheering on the Bombers. So that was a spectacular memory.
You were, Jonesy, because there's a photo here of Kevin Sheedy walking out onto the ground when they've won the grand final, and you're in the background.
Yeah. So that was right at the end of the coverage, and Sheed's walked past. I think Dad shook his hand just before that photo of me, and then we're just sitting there clapping along and, so excited. That was just – I spent that entire game incredibly nervous that – the Bombers were going to lose because they were just the unbeatable side all year. And after the pain of the 1999 prelim, you just had to get the job done. So it was very exciting. Those were the days as a Bombers fan.
The only time I ever see Sheeds, that's all he ever says to me. Right. We gave you 99, Brayshaw. He never calls me James or Jim or Jay, but we gave you 99, Brayshaw. I always say to him, Sheeds, you wouldn't have beaten us. You would have got there, you wouldn't have beaten us. You know, we would have, we gave it to you. That's all. He never says, how are you? Or how are your family? Or that's the only sentence, Sarah, he ever says to me.
Didn't Dennis Pagan come out in an article a couple of weeks ago saying that he thinks, it would have probably been Essendon had you met in the grand final?
Come on, he's been dealing with too many horses. Hey, we can't wait for tonight. It's going to be brilliant. AFL Awards on Fox Footy starting at 7:30 and magnificently handled by our girl, Sarah Jones. We look forward to it, Jonesy.
Awesome, boys. Appreciate your support. Looking forward to it.
Josh Gibson is one of our favourites, not least because he played 65 games for JB's Roos, then shipped off to Hawthorn and won 3 flags.
Number 6, Josh Gibson.
All through his career, we knew he was an important part of Hawthorn's success.
Yourself and Grant Birchall are the two at the Hawks in the back half field you cannot give that room to.
Geiger counters.
Oh, no.
They're Geiger counters.
What do you think? They've got radiation coming out.
No. If they play well.
Barometers?
Geiger counters.
I'm so lost right now.
Please welcome Josh Gibson.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
In my 50.
Oh, Bill, you idiot.
In my early 42 years that I've had on the planet.
52, yeah.
I've met some people that are happy with themselves. I've met some people that are comfortable with what they bring to the visual table.
Yes.
None of them get anywhere near this man. Josh Gibson, welcome to you.
Thank you, JB, for that glowing introduction.
What are you doing, please? I follow you on Instagram, but therefore I can't follow you because you're jumping around all over the place. You're on horses, you're in gyms. What the hell are you doing with yourself?
Mate, so work-wise, in the gyms, as you said, we've got a company called Revel, which is, group training. So we've got 5 studios around Australia. Glad we've got a few others sold around some other places because there's not much happening in Victoria right now at our studio in Paran. But, mate, that's what's kept me busy work-wise. And as you said, mate, I've got a bit of a passion for riding horses. So that's the hobby.
So now you've got the one here which can't open, of course, because old Uncle Dan has just put the kibosh on anyone alive. But you've got Surry Hills and Neutral Bay in New South Wales. West End in Brisbane, and Unley in South Australia. So they're all still ticking along. How do they work these gyms?
Mate, they're all ticking along. So it's group training, 45 minutes. So it's fantastic, mate. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it's more strength training. And then Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday is cardio. So it's going well. Got a few more opening, a couple of new locations, one in Bondi soon, which you'll be all over, JB.
Oh, nice.
You'll be in there with your top off.
I like it.
And another one coming in Manly in December this year, so it's going well.
Geez. And I'll be there with my top off. REVL, it's called, the gym.
REVL, hey. Revel. That's, you pronounce that Revel there, Billy Boy?
Yeah, but that's not
Revel.com.au to find out more. What else you got, Fat?
Where are you living, Joshua? Because I heard you're up Ballarat way.
I am, mate. I'm about halfway between there and Dalesford, so just near Creswick. So made the move, left the city. Yep. There wasn't enough space for me and JB, so...
Good. You were the one that had to leave.
We've left his big head in the big smoke, mate.
And you've got some big stables and all that. Do you watch Yellowstone? Because they've got big stables and they've got barrel girls and buck jumping and all that. Do you watch that?
Mate, I'm a big lover of Yellowstone. Unfortunately, my property is nothing like that. But no, they're the goal, isn't it? It's pretty good down there what they've got Kevin Costner on that show. And,
yeah.
And they're all getting those Yellowstone brandings as a little community.
And camp,
good watching.
And camp drafting interests me. Now, there's lots of things you can do on a horse. Camp drafting, one of the less glamorous pursuits. How the hell did you get into that?
Well, you know me, JB. I'm low frill, mate. It's not all about me. So a less glamorous sport is right up my alley. Got some mates down here that I took a horse to once to get some education on, and they said, have you seen this sport, camp drafting? And they took me to an event back in 2016. I didn't ride, but I just drank a lot of cans, and I thought, this isn't a bad sport. You get together, you go ride some horses, you drink some beers, and it's a good, fun community thing. So, you know, I've spent a bit of time enjoying it now, and as I said, got a few horses, and can't wait for the drafts to open back up again when life gets back to normality.
And we also hear you might be playing footy in Ballarat next
year. Surely not.
Yeah, no, you've heard right, Billy. I'm playing at the Ballarat Swans next year, mate. So pulling on a Swans jersey, which is going to be a bit different.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it, mate. They've got a really young group there, so they need someone with a bit of knowledge to come in and help educate these young defenders. So I don't know why they turned to me, to be honest, but that's what I'm going to be doing, and it should be a bit of fun.
You're too old and too slow, and it's too cold in Ballarat to play footy.
Those 3 points are definitely correct, but it's all about giving back, JB. And, you know, I think in all seriousness, I was pretty lucky to play AFL footy and had a great career. And I think you've got to give back to the game at some stage. And if this is the way that I can give back in helping some young blokes play some better footy and maybe pull some people to the games to watch, then...
It is about time you put something back somewhere. Now, Hawthorne and North Melbourne, the two clubs you played for, 15th and 17th on the ladder.
Oh, Josh.
That's why I've moved to Ballarat Swans. it's been tough for those two clubs this year. And, you know, none of us have really spent time in the hub. And I just wonder, you know, how much of an effect it does have on different groups. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day with Ben Stratton, you know, and him retiring. And we all know that he's a bit of a free cat and a spirit. And, you know, people like that would probably do it tough in the hub. So, mate, they're two pretty proud footy clubs, and I'm sure that they won't be at the bottom of the ladder for too long.
Imagine Gibb in a hub. Oh, just imagine. he would have got through a day and a half, I reckon.
He would have been at the place we went to and had a
kebab,
hamburger or kebab. I dare say you would have been there too, Gibbo.
Well, to be honest, when we travelled interstate, I really enjoyed spending time in my hotel room and watching movies. So I honestly did. I enjoyed an interstate trip. Doing it for 18 weeks or 16 weeks in a row might be a bit different, but I would struggle a little bit with the hub, JB.
If bullshit were currency, mate, you'd be a billionaire. Stayed in my room and watched a movie. Can you believe it? The eastern suburbs of Sydney were named after you.
I can't even answer that.
Because it's true.
Exactly right. All right, get online, revel.com.au. Check out the gyms, of course, because we've got a global audience, Gibb. We're not just here in Melbourne.
Worldwide, that's why we're trademarking around the world. We know that. We know that you've got listeners everywhere, so hopefully I get on board.
All right, beautifully done.
Actually, went like this, Billy. Sorry, I went down to the Swans this morning, and I'm going to wear number 3 next year. And they had the news crew down there, and they said, why don't you open your locker and show us what's inside? in the locker. There was an old pair of jocks, and there was a Carlton draft can undrank, mate. So got the perfect welcome, and I instantly thought of you, Billy.
Great. That is. See, that's what country footy's. You would know, Jim, because you don't go out to the country. No. But that's exactly what it's like. And let's hope you don't get any serious concussions like you did in your career.
Nah. Let's hope not, but no, I thought that was good this morning.
Great. Good.
All right, Gib.
What about that time, Jim, when he...
In the bathroom there. Yeah. Bill, you said you weren't going to bring it up.
Oh, you couldn't help yourself, could you, Bill? Couldn't help yourself. Mate, I just fell over. That's the truth.
Oh, no. Of course you did.
Fell over in the bath, Jim.
Hey, well done, Gibbo. Good luck with everything coming up.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Good chatting.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
It's time for a dump.
When you go to do number twos, you get all of your clothes off. Is that not true?
Yep.
Good God, not that sort of dump.
I couldn't think of anything more horrific.
It's a Rush Hour dump where you tell us your thoughts on anything. The new Hino 300 series, built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage.
Now, Fat.
Yep.
We are giving away a truck. Can you believe that on this show?
Yep.
The Hino 300 series tipper truck, 12-month rego, 12-month third-party compulsory insurance. This is all included. Stamp duty, state-of-the-art safety technology, cruise control, reverse camera, sat-nav. What else has it got?
Well, you only need a car license, Jim, to drive it, believe it or not. 3 years or 100K warranty. And also, it's valued at, guess what, how much?
How much?
The Hino 300 series tipper truck. So it must be a tipper too, Jim. You could fill it up with sand and just dump it somewhere if you wanted to. It's valued at $56,000, if you don't mind.
Oh, my God. To win, head over to triplem.com.au and tell us something you need to dump.
Oh,
the new Hino 300 series, built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage. Run us down a couple of the entries, please, Fat.
Well, Beavis from Endeavour Hills, Jim. Beavis. Beavis said, I want to dump on the US election. It's a total circus, which it is.
Yes.
David from Somerville, goal umpires calling for video review. I like that, Jim, because just get in a good position and make your own judgment. Good on you, David. Right, I like that. Gender reveal parties, Jim. Megan, I like this one. Well, it started fires over in bloody San Francisco, Jim. They had a big gender reveal party, and so she'd like to dump that.
Right.
And the government elections, Nathan from Warrigal. And we got one here from James from Digger's Rest. He wanted to, what did he want to dump, Rabsy?
He wanted to dump you for singing this.
I think he wanted to dump something else.
What is that? Come on, how do you get involved in this, Bartholomew?
You go to the win page on the Triple M website. It's just right at the top. It says win. You click on that and you enter. It's actually pretty easy.
And tell us what you need
to dump.
To dump.
That's right. On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on the radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James and Billy.
Now, Big Friday coming up, by the way. No, that was a very nice show, one we just had. Sarah Jones, love her. Josh Gibson, love him. And we told you how to win a truck that Bill told you was a tip truck because it's called a tipper. But what we've got tomorrow, Idiot File, massive edition of the Idiot File, goes for about 45 minutes. And also, I need to talk to you about the fact that I saved the coach of the Australian cricket team, Justin Langer's, life on four separate occasions within a week.
No, you didn't.
I did. That is 100% true. That's coming up tomorrow. Now, Fat, something humorous.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy boy, they're hard to find later in the week. Can I just put that one out there?
As a
rider, Jim. I was named after my older brother and before my younger brother.
Can you believe that? I'm just sitting at that thinking there's a punchline either coming or you wouldn't say that as a sentence, would you? Like, there'd have to be something else that's then funny.
Jim, do you know what 50 Cent did when he got hungry?
What?
58.
Oh, no. Jeez, your Thursday listener. How disappointed is he or she?
You get towards the end of the week.
Oh, no.
You're getting excited.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well done. Woo!
Jokes don't get any worse.
Oh, what a pity.